Namaste to you all. And before getting to namaste with all beings, let's all just look at this flower for a minute and consider the term or phrase natural process of unfolding. Of course, there's many causes and conditions. And for instance, with flowers, each different type of flower will unfold in the basic universal, the universal way. For a flower, that is, whether it's on a tree or it's in the ground, it's a fruiting, it'll become a piece of fruit, it'll become a vegetable, it'll be a flower, it'll be to make its seeds. So there's the universal unfolding of it and all the causes and the conditions that are necessary for there even to be a flower, first off, for there to be a blossom, for there to be a bud, for there to be a branch, for there to be a root, and so forth. Excuse me for a second. So there's preliminary, necessary, and they're all causes and conditions for preliminary. And then there's the ongoing process that requires, again, causes and conditions. Some of them might be the same, some of them might be different. Right? So there's actually a fair amount to consider. And then you have the whole idea, which has been mentioned before, of a human being, if a human being tries to pry open a blossom, a bud that's, going to blossom, of course, it doesn't work. You just kill the flower. So the idea of forcing actually doesn't work. It's not natural. But like a child or any sort of animal, birthing its young, there has to be a softening and opening. Softening and opening is completely necessary and natural. And these features are simply the obvious ones, but therefore are accessible for our contemplation and pondering, and accessible for our integration in our own personal unfolding, our personal path and development and maturing. And before we, if we close our eyes or whatever, the idea of of beauty, right? That they're, who doesn't like a flower? Right? The idea of beauty, the idea of ambience. What are all the gifts that that unfolding then provides? And provides to myriad and quite varied types of beings, what you or I receive from the flower, including whether or not it's going to become something to eat or an herb to use and that kind of thing, medicinal, etc. What you and I receive from the flower as human beings, and then what any insect or variety of pollinator, the birds that eat the nectar along with, pollinators that do, and so forth. There are beings that eat, right? There are beings that eat the actual petals also, insects. So that idea of through the unfolding, all the different variety of beings that are served and the variety of ways that they are served, are benefited, served. And then when we, reflect that back, mirror that back to ourselves. That it's all natural, that it's all interdependent causes and conditions. It's all interdependent, and it's all interdependent from the point of view of connected and the benefits that others get, the benefit that we get so that we can unfold, right? It's quite the circle and mandala and gyroscoping in and on itself. So we smile and call to heart and mind all beings. Some beings are very engaged in this process and very inviting of it, invocative of it, committed to it in every tradition on the planet, but committed, joyful. In whatever effort it requires, because that's a paramita as well, but joyful in that process, generous with themselves, generous with others in that process, and so forth. Others are kind of, one toe in, one toe out, checking it out. Feeling like it's a little too much work or a little too much transformation and whatever it might be, that dance, that human dance. Some say, no way. That's to not understand consciousness. To not look at consciousness, one's own consciousness, or it overall. And some are so confused, they're just really confused. And in that confusion, create a lot of suffering. And don't, because they don't now have not looked at consciousness, they have not looked at karma. They have, I mean, there's lots of things that have not been looked at or have been denied and dismissed. And, it's kind of like the weather. One can deny it's sunny or raining, but if it's raining, you're going to get wet. Whether you want to believe it or not. So there's a lot. We call to mind and heart all sentient beings. And bow, namaste. Thank you for being. Thank you for being mirror to ourselves. Thank you for being our path. Thank you for your potential because you mirror back to me mine. And we all mirror, we all are displays of the highest and the best and the middle. And the confusion. And if you want, some word like the worst or something like that. And it's all so that we all unfold, so that we all wake up from this collective dream, so that we all unfold. And so we breathe in all beings and their well-being and dedicate ourselves to their welfare. And say it inside in your way. Say it out loud. You need to dedicate everything, body, speech, mind, time and resources and energy, everything without hesitation. Because that's part of our unfolding. And we know that. We've just examined it. Through causes and conditions, looking at this picture on the screen. So we say yes, for the benefit of myself and the benefit of all beings, I dedicate everything to the welfare of all. And we take a moment to reflect on that 99% of the time That dedication is only going to ask and in the moment require something like patience, something like happiness for someone, and no envy or jealousy, happiness for their happiness. That in the moment, 99% of the time, it won't require money. It won't require anything hard. That dedication, the body, speech, and mind, and everything is simply going to be, are we present? Are we present? Have we shown up? So, if any fear or concern or hesitation arose, that's why we're pondering this consideration. 99% of the time, it's not about our resources. It's not about giving the shirt off our back to somebody who's homeless. It's not about taking in a stranger. Which we're all old enough to know there was a time when that wouldn't even be a question. Of course, we'd open our door. Today, there might be a little concern. But it's not that. 99% of the time, it's not even that. It's just loving kindness, being present. And that each of these instances are our unfolding. So we smile and take a long, so deep breath. Just sit in this fact and its pristine purity and joy. The joy of simple being and the joy of others supported in simple being and everyone's unfolding. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. And as we do so, it is an aspect of our own unfolding. Unfold in these incarnations. They give lots of causes and conditions and support, challenges and happinesses in support of that natural process of unfolding. How marvelous. So observe, participate through the day, and see how all the opportunities for your unfolding, and the vast majority of them, are about being present and putting others ahead of our sense of self. Love you all. Create your day.